In the cut and thrust of American politics, it is unusual but scarcely unprecedented for congressmen to change parties. Strom Thurmond of South Carolina signaled the shift of the South from Democratic to Republican control with his switch in 1964. Ben Nighthorse Campbell of Colorado was elected to Congress as a Democrat. He serves now as a Republican. His switch was seen as a signal of the rise of Republicans in the West. Joining us now from New York is Professor Richard Fleischer, who is chair of the Political Science Department of Fordham University. Good morning, Professor Fleischer.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
And I know up there in New York that I believe Senator Jeffords was portrayed as Benedict Jeffords on the front page of the New York Post. But what other kind of fraternity of party switchers does he join?
Well, the list of party switchers mostly have been House members, relatively few senators, though you did mention Senator Campbell, Senator Shelby of Alabama, and you can go back to Senator Thurmond and Senator Wayne Moss from Oregon. Most have been House members. They're a fairly diverse group. They switch for different reasons. Mm-hmm. Some no longer feel comfortable in their old party. Some switch because they see the political winds in their state or district changing. Others see greater opportunity in the new party than in the old party. So they're a fairly diverse group.
Well, let me ask, do they tend to become more or less powerful? Mr. Jeffords, from what we read, is going to become the chairman of a Senate committee, something to which he might not have been able to aspire to under the Republican leadership.
Well, most of them were not particularly powerful in their old positions, and they remain part of the rank and file in their new party. Mm-hmm. Senator Jeffords obviously has negotiated a committee chairmanship from the Democrats, different committee than he had under the Republicans. Mm-hmm. But I think that's been unusual, and I think it'll make him continue to make him an important player, not only because the Senate is closely divided, as you just discussed, mm-hmm. but as chairman of the Environment and Public Works Committee, when the president's environmental and energy policy comes up for consideration. Obviously, Senator Jeffords is going to be an important player.
Professor, let me ask you just at the personal level in the Senate, how are party switchers treated? Wayne Morse of Oregon switched years ago from Republican to Democrat, and you used to say that some of his fellow Republican colleagues just approached him gingerly.
Well, Senator Morse was kind of a maverick in the first place. Mm-hmm. I think Senator Jeffords fit in better, was more well-liked by his colleagues than Senator Morse was. But I assume that for Jim Jeffords, there will be Republicans who will be quite cold towards him. Others who he's had friendships with, I can assume that'll continue. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't assume that Senator Jeffords will be on any list for White House state dinners anytime soon.
Well, let me ask this, if I finally could, Professor. There are an increasing number of Americans, the technical majority of voters who identify themselves as independents. Senator Jeffords was very careful to say he's not becoming a Democrat. He's an independent who will vote for the Democratic organization of the Senate. Do you foresee a rise in politicians declaring themselves independents?
No, I don't. First of all, I think any rise in independence, the evidence seems to indicate, has leveled off and may have even declined. Mm-hmm. My reading of public opinion polls suggests the electorate has become somewhat more partisan in the 90s mm-hmm. than they were in the 70s and 80s. And furthermore, independents are a pretty diverse group, and there's really no organizational mechanism that would tie them together. So I see no strategic advantage, generally speaking.
Thank you very much, Professor. A pleasure speaking with you. Professor Richard Fleischer is chair of the Political Science Department at Fordham University.